Next thing I want to talk about are the four ways that it's possible to acquire specific immunity. And there are four different terms that we use in this context, and they're combined in different ways. And it might help if I define those terms first, and then after that, I'll go through the four different types or ways of acquiring specific immunity. And those four ways are the active natural immunity, passive natural immunity, active artificial immunity, and passive artificial immunity. So I'll get to those in just a little bit. Before I do, I want to talk about what it means when we use the word active in describing these ways of acquiring specific immunity. When we use the word active, it means that your body or the patient's body, the individual's body, makes the antibodies themselves. So somehow their B cells are activated and they produce antibodies against a specific pathogen. So, you know, either by exposure to that pathogen or exposure to something that simulates that pathogen. Passive means that you receive the antibodies directly from someone else. So someone else's body makes those antibodies. And it could be another human, it could be an animal. But your body, your B cells, do not produce the antibody. It's those antibodies are produced by some other organism. Now, when we talk about natural, when we use the word natural in this context, it basically means non-deliberate. So natural means that this happens by accident. There's no human intervention to cause this process to take place. It simply happens because of natural exposure or a natural process of some kind. And artificial means that there's exposure to an antigen on purpose. So it's a deliberate exposure to the antigen for one reason or another. So from there, we can talk about the combinations of these words and what specifically we mean by those.